Powerful Blessings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, bringing you thought for today. Powerful Blessings. Today is Thanksgiving. And on Thanksgiving, all Americans seem to give thanks in a very special way. It's a day when our nation started out with blessings, when the pilgrims were very happy to be alive and very happy to have the sharing of the Indians and very happy to live in a new country and do beautiful things. Oh, it was tougher than it was back in England, back wherever they came from. They had living conditions that were more that they were used to, but then they came to this new country. And this new country gave them all sorts of opportunities. The new country gave them the opportunity to be free spirits, and that was what they wanted to do. And to this very day, the Americans want to be free spirits. They want to respect one another. They want to live to their highest and their most noble virtues, but they want to be free spirits. They want to be able to think the most grand and beautiful thoughts that are available to be thought. They want to think the impossible thoughts, the improbable thoughts, the thoughts that make the world smile whenever they look at someone who is doing it. They say, my gosh, you're just a little kid. You're a little kid with your imagination. You're a little kid with your thoughts and your thinking. You're just a little kid. Yeah, you haven't gotten mature yet. And Americans never want to be mature. Jesus said, we must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven, because it's that spontaneity, it's that innocence, it's that joy for living. That's the joy for living that Thanksgiving brings to us. It reminds us to be thankful for this choice that we have made, this decision that we have made to be free spirits and to remain free spirits. And to remain free spirits doesn't mean that we take on the country that we came from. When we came from England, or we came from Germany, or we came from the Netherlands, we came from Scandinavia, we came from every nation of the world. Oh, we brought with us all of our better aspects, our better virtues, and we sort of inculcated those things into the life that we were living here in America. And that's the way it will always be. But America will never be a Germany. It will never be an England. It will never be an Arabia. It will never be an Iraq. It will never be an Africa. It will never be a South America. It will never be a China. It will never be a Mexico. It will never be any one of those nations, because we left those nations to come to a free country, a free spirit. We left behind nationalism. We are no longer Mexicans. We are no longer Jews. We are no longer Christians. We are no longer people of various cultures and various religions. You say, Herb, what are you saying? We're no longer religious? We're no longer Christians? Well, we're not the Christians that were back in Europe. We're not the type of Muslims who were back in the East. We were not these type of people. We're a new people. We're a free people. We're a people who are finding the opportunity to be free-spirited. And to be free-spirited is the most powerful blessing that any of us could ever enjoy. And we want to always enjoy that. We will fight for that free-spirited ability here in America to live as our heart guides us. But live harmoniously, live joyously, live according to the rules of our nation. Live according to the rules of our nation, which was set up to allow this ability to be a free spirit forever and ever and ever for all the citizens who come here, for all the people of this wonderful world. Free spirits. Oh, yes. That means you have the freedom of choice, you have the freedom of religion, you have the freedom of speech, you have the freedom. All these freedoms are so glorious and so wonderful, and we are so thankful for these powerful freedoms, these powerful blessings that are always ours. And we will defend them to the death, because that is what we're here for. We're here to be free spirits. We're here to follow our inner heart. And as long as we've done that, we have been one of the great nations of the world. We have been one of the great nations of the universe. We have been one of the people that everyone wants to come to America. Everyone wants to come to the land of opportunity, to the land of freedom. And they've got that same land where they are at home. They've got that same land wherever they live and wherever they are, but they haven't chosen to require it. They haven't chosen to have the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of culture, the freedom of being. No, and they still haven't. They still haven't. In Switzerland, the nation gives a part of your income to the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church is the recognized church of the nation. Oh, other churches are seeping in, but very slowly. Freedom of religion is something so beautiful and so wonderful and so magnificent. And if we would only realize, it's the freedom to think our own thought, to live our own life. But in that living, we have built up a nation which has a constitution, which has rules and regulations, which has guidelines, it has laws that make this nation the nation that it is. These are all the powerful blessings that we have. And they're the blessings that make us the kind of people that we are. Oh, the Europeans used to say, these crazy Americans, yeah, because they were free-spirited. They brought that free spirit over with them, and they didn't realize that in Europe and in other countries, that free spirit was not recognized or appreciated or allowed, and they had to curb it. Yet Americans, wherever they go, are always Americans, and they're speaking in America one language, one nation under God, one language. And if this language ever is told it is not the language of the country, then the country will cease to be a united country, because we will cease to have the ability to think alike, to be alike, to live alike. The people in Nigeria have 59 or more dialects throughout their small country. And their national language is English. But they speak it so poorly that you can't always understand it, because it is not clear and precise and concise. Yes, we have a privilege here of living in America. We have the powerful blessing of being citizens of this country. And this is the most powerful blessing in the world, and every moment of our life, we should give thanks for the fact that we are in this country. And let us uphold this country and what it stood for and what it stands for. One nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. How great it is. How great it is to be an American. How great it is to be a free spirit. How great it is to be who we are. And for that, we give thanks a time and again and again and again. And we never stop giving thanks. Thanksgiving is just a day of reminder for our universal appreciation for our country, our nation, our land, our people, our rules, our way of being free spirits. May it reign forever and ever. May it stand true and strong throughout all eternity. And for that powerful blessings, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you.